All right, wrestling fans, this is Southern Dynamite here with you for your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet, Pro Wrestling America, this week coming to you from the United Center. And a couple of big things going on. Brooklyn Brawler has signed a new extension for his contract, so we are excited to keep him around, especially as he moves on into Eddie Gilbert's Interstate 74 tournament. But we also have a new signing, as Bob Holly has signed on with the PWA. So we're going to have a great time with that as he faces off in his opening match, his debut against Iron Mike Sharp. In the Interstate 74 tournament, we have Jimmy Golden from the Stud Stable facing off against Nightmare Ken Wayne. So we not getting this whole Stud Stable Nightmare thing over with anytime soon. Got Haku facing off against Terry Funk. Interstate 74 title on the line as Doug Gilbert defends the title against Italian Stallion. Superstar Billy Graham facing off against Ron Simmons. A barbed wire match as the Gorgeous Gentlemen take on Rick Martel and Reggie B. Fine. And then in our double main event, really, non-title match as Iceman King Parsons and Booker T face off against each other. But the international heavyweight title is on the line as Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol defends the title against American heavyweight champion Jerry Lawler. So that is going to be a great match. But before we get into all these matches, let's look at what happened this past weekend. Friday night, we were in Kankakee. Illinois Tag Team Champion Stud Stable successfully defended the titles against the State Patrol. Yeah, like that wasn't obvious. All right, the Gilbert Brothers defeated the Nightmares. The Gorgeous Gentlemen defeated the Rock and Roll RPM. So a lot of tag team action Friday night. And then a triple threat match for the main event. Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert facing off against Living Legend Larry Zbyszko and Terry Taylor, going the entire 45-minute time limit. Awesome match there. The fans in Kankakee were truly excited with that one. All right, Saturday night we were in DeKalb, Northern Illinois University, where Reggie B. Fine defeated Bustulu Marconi. Italian Stallion defeated Devin Storm. Curtis Thompson and Chris Canyon defeated Too Cool, with Canyon having his feet on the ropes. And then Ron Simmons defeated Superstar Billy Graham after Alexandra threw powder into Graham's eyes. So we've got a little bit of a rematch there, as a match I did not bring up as well, with Ron Simmons and Superstar Billy Graham again. But we start off the card with the Interstate 74 tournament match, Jimmy Golden facing off with Ken Wayne. And their strong aversion has not abated in the last year or more in the Illinois Tag Team title division. I don't know if there's going to be a time where this heat between these two teams, and you bring in the Rock and Roll RPMs, which are now part of the Stud Stable, and you had the Southern Rockers back before they were eliminated from the PWA. You know, this is going to be a great thing. But Golden gets the win after a hard-fought victory with the Brainbuster in a time of 12 minutes, 58 seconds. Golden advances as the last wrestler into the quarterfinals. So let's take a look at the upcoming matchups. The true draws in the first round happen to cancel each other out. That means that Brooklyn Brawler and Reggie B. Fine will face each other to get an automatic bye into the finals. Nightmare Danny Davis faces Barry Horowitz, and Jimmy Golden faces Stevie Ray in the other two quarterfinals. So it's going to be an interesting tournament, especially if there's more time limit draws, double disqualifications, double countouts, whatever you have. But yes, you get Brooklyn Brawler and Reggie B. Fine, automatic bye into the finals. That's an interesting turn. All right. As I said, Bob Holly making his PWA debut, facing off against Iron Mike Sharp. And it was a hard-fought match that has the fans begging for more. They go back and forth for 5 minutes until Holly counters a Thes press with a hot shot for the pin in a time of 5 minutes, 20 seconds. Your winner is Bob Holly. Next match has Haku facing off against Terry Funk. And they have a tremendous brawl in and out of the ring. It is a slugfest with the fans on their feet the entire time. The match ends when Iceman King Parsons comes down to the ring and nails Haku with a butt thump that sends him into the ring steps while Funk distracts Tommy Young. Funk gets the count out win in a time of 10 minutes, 17 seconds. Interstate 74 title on the line. Dangerous Doug Gilbert defending the title against Italian Stallion. And Doug and Stallion have a decent match. Stallion almost has the match won with a bulldog, but Missy gets on the ring apron. While she distracts Stallion and Manning, Doug pulls a pair of brass knuckles from his tights to knock Stallion out for the win in a time of 7 minutes, 31 seconds. Your winner and still Interstate 74 champion is Dangerous Doug Gilbert. All right, now we got that rematch from Saturday night. Superstar Billy Graham versus Ron Simmons. Two big powerhouses collide in a great battle. Both men try to outmaneuver each other with their power moves. Simmons misses a football tackle and slams his shoulder into the ring post. Graham applies a full Nelson to get the submission victory in a time of 26 minutes, 30 seconds. Your winner is Superstar Billy Graham. Alexandra climbs into the ring and calls all the members of the York Foundation to come down with her. She also summons me to face her about her issues with my promoting and booking. Although I am distinctly outnumbered and have no real backup except for my position in the PWA, I come down and listen to her demands. I challenge her to place one of her wrestlers in the ring against an opponent of my choosing. If her wrestler wins, the York Foundation can book next week's card at Shirk Center. If my wrestler wins, the York Foundation will be taken out of the title picture for every title in the PWA until after Hard Day's Night. Alexandra accepts the challenge and demands that the match begin immediately. I nod and say that the wrestler I have chosen is one that has been quite overlooked in the PWA, but his future is looking bright. My wrestler, defending my role as booker for next week, is the Brooklyn Brawler. Alexandra laughs at me, saying Brawler is one of the most ridiculous choices I could make. She says that her wrestler is one half of the American Tag Team Champions, Booker T. Alexandra says she is already plotting what kind of mischief is going to happen next week as she writes all the wrongs that have occurred for her men. So Booker T versus Brooklyn Brawler. Me versus Alexandra for the rights to book next week's card. Booker T easily wins the match with a powerbomb, time of 1 minute 47 seconds. Alexandra declares that every title will be defended next week. York Foundation involved in every match, except for the Interstate 74 tournament match. It's going to be a great card for the York Foundation next week. So, there we have it. Alexandra York and the York Foundation are in charge next week. Not like Akbar last year, where he was there for the entire summer. Nope, just next week. All right, having just come off the wave of excitement in the last match, Steve Kern faces off against living legend Larry Zbyszko. But Kern starts to overlook Zbyszko. His mind seems to be on whatever match he's dreaming up for next week. He's playing to the crowd when Zbyszko sneaks up from behind with the Larryland sleeper. Alexander climbs into the ring and sprays mist into Zabisco's eyes. Manning calls for the bell, giving the DQ win to Zbyszko in a time of 14 minutes, 15 seconds. Next match has Terry Taylor facing off against Hot Stuff Eddie Gilbert. Taylor and Eddie have a fast-paced match, with both men showing their wrestling skills. The crowd isn't sure who to cheer and who to jeer. They finally decide to simply cheer the work and not worry about the workers. Eddie gets the pin after a superplex in a time of 8 minutes, 25 seconds. Now we get to the latest in the Gorgeous Gentleman, Rick Martel, Reggie B. Fine series as the ring gets wrapped around by barbed wire. The Gorgeous Gentleman and Alexandra come out to the interview desk. They proclaim that they are tired of the continual badgering the Gorgeous Gentleman and the York Foundation are receiving at the hands of Rick Martel and Reggie B. Fine. Neither one should be a concern for any of the members of the York Foundation. However, I have kept putting them in matches together. Tag team matches, singles matches, cage matches, now a barbed wire match. Today will mark the beginning of the end of this unnecessary string of matches. Next week will be the end, as Alexandra has great plans for the matches next week now that she's in charge. Martel and Reggie come down to the ring. After they slide in under the bottom ropes, they examine the sharpness of the barbed wire around the ring. The Gorgeous Gentlemen quickly make their way from the interview desk to the ring. Martel and Reggie attack them as they slide under the bottom rope. All four men battle around the ring. All four men are bleeding within the first couple of minutes. Alexander and Sunshine become involved by supplying weapons into the ring. Chairs, tables, pieces of plywood. Despite all the carnage in the ring, there was a great deal of scientific wrestling in the match. Adams gets the pin on Martel with a bridging German suplex in a time of 18 minutes, 37 seconds. Your winners are the Gorgeous Gentlemen. Now, Missy Hyatt comes out to the interview desk. She complains about the match that I had made earlier, calling me irresponsible in my authority as promoter and head booker. I should have cleared any match of that importance with the other two bookers. She promises this will not be a repeat of last summer while we were held captive by Skandar Akbar becoming the head booker. Thankfully, the situation with the York Foundation is only a one-and-done card next week. Hopefully, I have learned my lesson with such things. She invites Iceman to come out to the desk with her so that he can speak about his match tonight. Iceman knows that he has Booker T tonight, but he's wondering what's going to happen next week. He knows that he is being forced to defend the Illinois heavyweight title next week. But will it be Booker T? Will it be Stan Lane? Both have complained about not having title shots in their matches. Iceman isn't looking past Booker T, but he and the rest of the PWA are interested, maybe even concerned, about what will unfold next week. Iceman and Booker T have a great match. It looks like it could go for a long time, but Iceman gets frustrated with some of Booker's antics and showboating. While Missy distracts Randy Anderson, Iron Mike Sharp comes down to the ring and grabs a chair. He slides it into Iceman. Iceman blasts Booker over the head with the chair as Anderson turns around. He calls for the bell immediately, giving Booker T the win by disqualification in a time of 9 minutes, 21 seconds. Sharp climbs into the ring. Sharp and Iceman double-team Booker T until Stevie Ray rushes the ring. The four brawl for a moment before the American Tag Team Champions toss Iceman and Sharp out of the ring. Missy collects her wrestlers, and they head back to the dressing room. Harlem Heat stands tall with Alexandra in the ring. All right, our main event tonight. IAW International Heavyweight title on the line. Universal Heartthrob Austin Idol defending against Jerry the King Lawler. This is a greatly anticipated match for the title. This looks like it's going to be a great battle between these two stars, and the fans aren't disappointed. Idol and Lawler tear into each other, but they keep everything relatively clean. Both men have moments where the crowd is behind them. It's another of those matches where the fans go back and forth depending on who's got the advantage. After 45 minutes of great action, both men nail each other with a double clothesline. While both men are down, Bob Holly makes his way down to the ring. Both men get back to their feet before Calhoun's 10 count. Idol staggers Lawler with a hard right hand. Lawler backs into the ropes near Holly. Calhoun backs Idol away, chastising him about the closed fist. Holly grabs Lawler's ankle. Lawler turns around to grab Holly's hair, but Holly knocks him out with a pair of brass knuckles. Idol gets the pin with a leg drop to retain the title in a time of 48 minutes, 17 seconds. Your winner and still international heavyweight champion is Austin Idol. Alexandra comes out to the entrance ramp and announces that Bob Holly is her hired gun to take the IAW International Heavyweight title away from Austin Idol. Holly has been kept out of the title picture because Lawler is the American Heavyweight Champion, but Holly would have given Idol a much better match. In fact, Alexandra promises that next week we'll have a great match between Holly and Idol, even though she can't make Idol defend the title. The episode ends with Idol and Holly looking at each other. Lawler is still laid out on the mat. All right, that is it for this week. Next week, what is going to happen? We're going to be at the Shirk Center in Bloomington. York Foundation in charge. This could be interesting. This could be terrible. But you're going to have to come back next week to find out. This is Southern Dynamite thanking you for being here, for supporting your favorite fantasy wrestling league on the internet. I'll see you next week.